Quando deixa lá.
We're learning from Avishalom Aruch, who's teaching us the, all kinds of nice things that he learned out of Kiryat Shema. Learning about loving Hashem, that you want to devote everything to Hashem. And so Rav Aruch says like this: these understandings from Kiryat Shema are a result of saying the Kiryat Shema word for word, word for word, every word separately, like it's brought down on Shulchan Aruch. A person has to read Kriyat Shema like he's counting his diamonds. When you're counting your diamonds, you don't miss a diamond. You count every single diamond. Right? You don't want to... Reminds me of a story. There was once in Europe, there was a guy. He was in Europe. Whatever, I'm sure. It was a goy living there. And he had a lot of money. And he was a big kamtzan. You know what kamtzan is? A miser, a person who likes his money and his box very much. And he had a neighbor who was very poor, a Jewish neighbor. And he hated that neighbor, of course, why not? He's Jewish. And this guy loved money so much, that every day he counted his money, every day. And one day he realized that there's one golden coin missing. Counted again. Yeah, it's missing. You know what to do. Who could be? Who could it be? Maybe it's the neighbor, the poor neighbor, probably, right? He needs the money, probably. He somehow got into my treasuries, and took up the next day again, and again, and again. Now, he didn't know what to do. Now, he had a pet, a monkey pet. Monkey, yeah. And one day, the monkey died. And he hated that Jew. He said, "You know what? I'm going to throw the dead body of this into the Jewish house." So he threw him in there. And by throwing him,
carcass.
By throwing him into the house, he threw him in. And he took a servant, whatever he took, picked up, threw it in the house. The stomach burst open, and all the coins were in there. The monkey was eating the coins, and the Jew became wealthy afterwards. This reminds me of a guy counting, right? He counted his money every single day. So when we say Kriyat Shema, by counting diamonds, right? It's like you're reading a letter that you receive from the king. A king sends us a letter. You're going to read it to make sure. If you get a letter from Bituach Lumi, you read every single word. You make sure you know what's going on. You get a letter from the government, you read it, you see what's going on, right? This is a wonderful custom that gives a person time to think about what he's saying and to mean what he's saying, to aim his heart to what he's saying. And then you can understand wonderful and amazing things. And I'll just add here what Allah does not say over here. Of course, it's only a person who's doing Yibbaladut every day, because if you don't do Yibbaladut, you don't realize anything in life. Your whole life is like a kacha, balagan. And the person has Yishuv Adas, which is an hour of Yibbaladut. Rabbeinu hardly says the word Yibbaladut. He says more Yishuv Adas many times. Yishuv Adas. Settle in the mind. You want to have a mind, your mind settled, you have to do Yibbaladut. And then you could realize things. Ripping out doors, bringing his shield in front. It's not written in any book what he's saying. Some of it from Rav Aruch, some of it from books, and a lot of it's from the field. You know, each one here gives shiurim from the Yibbaladut. Each one here. Well, pay attention to what we're saying three times a day, the Ahavta and everything, right? A person is walking like a drunk man, confused, drawn after every lust that his heart is just every nonsense of the world. Right? And he says every morning, right? Doesn't understand what he's saying. Doesn't understand what he is, where is he living, what is he doing in this world. Every day, we remind ourselves that we need to give all of our love, which means everything. If you love someone, you give them everything. Right? If, like, you have a children, you love them, you give them everything you can. Everything. Right? We have to give all of our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even our love to our children, we have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, who learned that from? Yaakov Avinu. He met Yosef HaTzadik. What did he say? Shema Yisrael, Adino Eleinu, Adino Echad. He gave the love that he missed in Yosef for 22 years, he gave to Hashem. Everything we give to Hashem. That's the first command and the basic command of our Judaism. And without this, so that you're not even talking about anything. That not Olam HaZeh, Olam HaBa, nothing. Just, you have a king, like Rav Zal spoke today. He's my master, and I'm his servant. He's my father, and I'm his son. So, loyalty. Think about loyalty over here. Forget the, is it worth it, not worth it. He's your creator, he gives you, come on, it's not now levels of piousness, or I don't know what. No, it's Judaism. Judaism, devote yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If someone is keeping kivyachol all halachot, and his head is not with Hashem, he has to pay attention and realize, am I serving Hashem or I'm doing things? Each one of us has to pay attention to what we're doing. Am I serving Hashem or I'm ma'avir otah? I'm serving Hashem. Serve Hashem is devote Hashem. Without Yibodudut, how could someone even think to do this? And these Yibodudut, every day you remind yourself that's what you want to do. Because the whole day you get confused on the way, of course, 100%. Every day you get confused, here I was eating. And in Yibodudut, you remind yourself, what am I doing in the world? The mind says, I just want you, Hashem. I don't want anything else. I really don't. It's all garbage to yours. One day I'm going to be. Zeh is going to be food for the worms, like I always say. This is worm food.
Not a pleasant thought.
But that's the truth. Not a pleasant thought. Food for the worms. That's what I'm giving. I'm giving just the body, what it needs. What about the soul? What about the neshama? People are making plans from here until who knows where. We don't know if we're going to breathe the next breath. What, anyone here has a guarantee that he's going to live? No guarantee. We're happy we're here right now. We can do what we can do.
My father would say there's only two guarantees. Death and taxes.
There's a statistic, I'm not sure about the actual figure, but I think it's one third of the first heart attacks are the only heart attacks. You don't make it to the second one.
Where are you going? We're not making anything. Kitzur, Rabbi Sai. We're happy we're here right now and today, and we're going to marry to learn Torah together. And we put on tefillin today. We have a shacharit. We wash our hands. Right? And we give a smile to Hashem. We go to Zut. We ate with a bracha. With a bracha before, a bracha after. We're rich. And we have to realize that we're here not for our bodies. The older you get, I would assume that the more it gets real. I would assume. But it can also be confusing. I read the story on Shabbos. You'll be shocked, okay? You want to hear? I told you the story about the 83. There was a lady.
True story.
There's a number there to call if you want to find out about this. There's a lady, older lady in her 80s, 83, she turned 83. Religious, Haredi, Litvish kaze. Many grandchildren, great grandchildren, I don't know what. Her family decided for her birthday to buy her a computer, they taught her to use it, with the regular internet open completely for all the winds of the world. And 8 months later, she took off her head cover, and she's not dressed in tzniut, and she doesn't keep Shabbat anymore, and she talks against Hashem. It's a true story from this year. So the Yetzara, the point is, I don't blame anyone. But the Yetzara, you don't think that you get older, so fine, here, now he's leaving me alone. No. Till the day, the last day. Don't trust yourself till the last day. Like Abdul said today, also this Mishnah. It's a Mishnah.
Crushing at the door.
He's there sitting. You're waiting. If a person's not alert, like in a war, we're in a combat battle. Especially if you're in Breslov. You have to bless them, especially if you're doing Harry Blue. You're in the front line, my friend. You, if you're working to get close to Hashem, you're in the front line. Doesn't leave us. What do you always say, Echo, until the third dirt? What is it?
The third shovel of dirt on the grave.
So the third shovel of dirt is still there.
It's in what Rabbi Roche wrote.
He wrote, that even at one's funeral, if he's used to looking at women, he's going to be looking at women.
Looking at all the skirts. Or else if you're looking for covet, it's like, who's at the funeral?
Right.
Anyone I know?
Oh, ooh, that rose speaks nicely, yeah. About me, yeah. It's kind of embarrassing. Let's work on it now. You can't blame anyone, I'm not blaming you. I'm not saying anyone's bad or anything. I'm just saying that we have to be alert. Be alert. He's there, he's waiting for us. And, just to realize, to pay attention. Time, I just read this morning, Time of Sheik. I read an article that he wrote. Time flies like crazy, and every minute is precious. What we lose, we cannot get back. We can only catch what we can. And if you lose it, you lose it. And if you did a mitzvah, if you did something good, if you learned a piece of Torah, Tehillim, Yidaven, you open your mouth to speak to Hashem, you bought that minute. It's yours. It's your minute. You know, this is a famous story of a big rav was a. In Spain it was, I think it was a minister over there. And once the king called him and told him how it was very rich. How much do you evaluate the money that you own, the property, and everything? So let me think. And he told him a certain amount, which was a lot less than what he really owned. So the king knew that he's not talking the truth. He very upset. He threw him in jail. He said, "We're going to kill you for abusing
embezzlement."
What is that?
Embezzlement.
Embezzlement was like abusing the king.
Yeah.
Speaking shtiyot, narishkeit, foolishness in front of the king. So before he died, the king asked him, "Tell me, why do you say it?" He said, "I'll tell you the truth. You see, you confiscated all I had. You want to kill me now? See, I don't own anything really." With the number I said, so what's the number you told me? The number I told you, all the stuff I gave. That is mine. It's like I gave. So really, prove me that you're right. He said, every stuff I give, I have a special place where I write it down, a special pincas folder. I'll check over there and check, and that was exactly the amount of money. That you see, the mitzvahs that you buy, that's yours. You give 10 shekels of tzedakah, that's yours. You bought those 20 shekels forever and ever. If you bought a stam a toy with it, it's not yours. You lost the money, gamanu. But if you bought a mitzvah with it, that's yours forever and ever. A minute is more precious than anything in the world. Time is the most precious thing. Sister, we hear Hashem, and we Rabbeinu taught us that we have a mouth that we can speak all the time to Hashem. And even if you don't have a book, right, or you don't have right now Yeshiva Das to be this or that. You could always talk to Hashem. There's a Rav in Breslov Shul, a very, very, very simple person, and he said that it used to be that when he goes on the bus, it wasn't such a big problem with Shmuel Sinai. Fine, he used to sit and learn. Right? And then when it's dark out, you have to, there's nothing to see. You can't learn. But now, you can't open your eyes in the streets anymore at all. So now, the Hashem did something else. He did the names of tzaddikim. When you go on the bus here in this area, you have names of tzaddikim. Rabbeinu Gershom, Shmuel HaNavi, the bus says. Rabbeinu Gershom, Shmuel HaNavi. It's the names of tzaddikim. So he says, now I say the names of tzaddikim after the bus. See, you found how to serve Hashem like that. Just every second to look how to do. Even a thought, the Zohar says that there's no goodwill goes away in vain. Even just to want Hashem, just to say, Hashem, I want you, Hashem. And to think even Hashem, to think Hashem, think Hashem. Hashem, you're good. Hashem. Speak to Hashem. Open your mouth. Makara. Speak. I was going to the field, I was talking on the way, these people, someone was looking at me, I think that it was weird for them. Achpatli. You have to think about what people think about you, you have to think about what Hashem thinks about you.